Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack, with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And happy holidays, Merry Christmas season, all of that, because we're definitely into that now. So Velvet showed me a thing from health.com called 25 Ways to Fight Holiday Stress. Too bad that we now associate stress so much with the holidays, isn't
it? I think it's because we, like we talked about earlier, overscheduling, feeling like that we have to put on, we have to make a good face, we have to kind of put on some airs. You know, we're seeing people that we haven't seen in a while. We want to put our best foot forward, and sometimes that can be stressful.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there something to be said, though, for I don't know what the term for it is, but if you act in a certain way, then you tend to feel that way. So if you act that you feel well and that you are happy to some extent, that that does come back to help you.
Well, absolutely. And as you're doing that, what you're doing is you're putting that energy out, and then all of a sudden everybody else around you feels the same way.
So there is something to be said for that. Okay, so let's get into this list. There's a 25 of them. We're certainly not going to get to all 25. But the first thing on the list was sunlight, and to expose yourself to sunlight as much as possible.
I think this is extremely important, and it's one of the habits that I keep, no matter whether it's the holidays or what. We've had a lot of rain here in Texas, and so just even a couple of weeks ago, it didn't matter whether it rained or not. I was going to get outside and get as much of that sun as I could. So the sunlight helps us with not only vitamin D, but it does lift our mood. It's doing something to our brain and helps to activate that feel good.
So if you find yourself inside an inordinate amount of time, get outside. And even if it's cloudy, you're still getting some.
Absolutely. Some sunlight.
You like this item, enjoy a whiff of citrus.
I do. And I, you know, we make this little pot that has cinnamon and orange and apple on it. And we just burn it on the stove and it just fills the house. But one of the things I like about citrus is how quick it does help, not only with me, but with my clients, that if I have clients that are experiencing depression, I'll actually use lemon, orange, or grapefruit and put it on their wrist or put it on my hands and let them smell it while I'm working with them.
Mm-hmm. One thing suggested in the article is to put citrus, orange, lemon, what have you, on a handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Carry it with you. So,
absolutely.
Another thing recommended is walking.
Yeah, walking activity. We've got to get that blood pumping. And that when we're walking, we're also breathing. And breathing is really good just to get the toxins moving and just helps to lift our mood as well.
Mm-hmm. Do less and enjoy more. I think that's a pretty common recommendation for the holidays.
Yeah, as long as that you're not the only one not doing more and mom is in the kitchen doing it. That could be a little bit of a problem.
Yes, I can see how that could be a point of contention. Absolutely. Laughter. Look for opportunities for laughter.
Absolutely. Jokes, bringing light movies to the, you know, we love playing games at our house when we do Thanksgiving or Christmas. And so we always make it as an opportunity for everybody to kind of cut up and just share their laughter. And that's what it's all about during game time.
We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. Now, and you said sunlight, another recommendation, get out of the house, which has to do with that. But that's also to get out and just be in places where there are people and get away from yourself, basically. Forget perfection was another one here.
Yeah, and see, that's what I was talking about earlier, is that we want to put our best foot forward, but sometimes our best foot is just being there.
Yeah. Go tech free.
Oh, please. Everybody just drop their cell phones in a basket when they hit the door and let it go. We don't always have to be taking pictures of everything. You know, it's great to be sharing those, but sometimes it's better to connect with the individual rather than behind a phone.
Or pick the phone up when you want to take pictures, but not have it in your hand all the time, because it tends to get people into checking the messages, checking text messages, and, you know, and just being tied up with all of that. So that may be the most difficult recommendation on here. There's a recommendation to dip into honey because it's an antioxidant.
It is an energy too, so you get that good energy and a lot of healing properties with honey, no doubt.
It says the darker the honey, the better.
Yes.
As far as being an antioxidant. Eat breakfast before coffee. That might be a difficult thing for some people who like the coffee, but not so much the breakfast.
Right.
Fit in exercise, I think, is good. This says give a massage. Now, as a professional masseuse, you would agree with that, I'm sure. But it's interesting. It says give a massage, not necessarily to receive a massage.
Receive one, yes. It's a way to connect and touch and allow us to know that we care and you're giving. So when you're giving, you're also receiving. Mm-hmm.
Yes to sex.
Yeah, there's a pause.
Didn't think I was going to bring that up, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, I think we all can agree with that one.
That's a real stress reliever there.
Most of us can. And music, turn up the music, whether it's holiday tunes or what. Not everybody loves holiday tunes, but music is a great thing for stress relief.
Right. And the last one that was on the list is thinking positive. And if we can take that, whatever we know we're getting ready to go to somebody's house that we might have had a negative experience with, find something positive in it and stay in that groove and everything else will fall into place for us.
Velvet, have a great holiday season.
Too.
And we'll talk again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank
you. Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator with Balanced Nutrition and Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.